This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. We will hear from a leader in the processed food industry later today as Campbell Soup reports profits, and it's already warning it expects the numbers to be down given the way the strong dollar shrinks profits brought back from overseas. But it'll be interesting to see how the company's doing, shifting some of its focus away from soup toward other growth areas like organic baby food. Marketplace's Annie Baxter has details.
There was a time when consumers gobbled up Campbell's soup.
And every day you'll hear them say, let's have soup for lunch. Good.
But soup sales have been thin over the past few years. Darren Seifer is the food and beverage industry analyst at the NPD Group.
There seems to be a slow but steady shift towards fresh consumption.
That can mean less canned chicken noodle soup and more baby-cut carrots and smoothies, which are now in Campbell's product line thanks to a recent acquisition. The company also snapped up organic baby food maker Plum Organics. Erin Lash, a stock analyst with Morningstar, says that's a growth area.
A lot of times parents are willing to pay up for products for their kids while potentially, you know, pulling back spending in other areas.
To keep expanding beyond soup, though, Lash says Campbell needs to free up money in other parts of the company. The firm recently announced a restructuring that could cut about $200 million in annual costs over the next 3 years, some of that through headcount reductions. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.